Like many in Sitka, Linda Benkin finds herself more on her boat than on land during fishing season. She's a fisherman, among other things. She came here for the first time when she was in college, and she said she fell in love on sight. Since then, she's been committed to this town and the lifestyle it offers.
Let's see. I guess I first came up to earn money for college and took the ferry up and knew by the time I got off the ferry I wanted to live here. Just loved it. Loved the place and loved the whole fishing community and working on the ocean and the people, that sort of way of life. I just fell in love with that.
Moving to Sitka to fish wasn't always the plan, though. She was thinking of being a writer while in college at Dartmouth. But Sitka offered something she couldn't refuse.
You know, I was going to college and coming up here and fishing in the summers. I almost dropped out of college to stay here, but I got talked out of that. Where I grew up was more suburbs and not, we had really neighbors we were close to, but there wasn't a very strong sense of community. And so the tightness of the fishing community, people are very independent, but when something goes wrong, they're all there for each other and they help each other with projects and whatever. And I just really liked that.
Linda stayed in college, eventually earning a master's from Yale Forestry School. From there, she moved into resource policy, where she's been ever since. Linda has run ALFA, the Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association, for 20 years. And she served 3 terms on the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council. Linda seemed to pick the toughest battles. The Southeast Trawl Ban created one of the largest areas without trawlers at the time. And she also helped craft the IFQ management system for the bottom fisheries. This work didn't always make her popular, but it did preserve a way of life for many fishermen.
The small boats are usually run by families who live in the coastal communities, and community fishermen are, for one, I think it's a really important way of life. It's people who are still really tied to the ocean and so have a connection to wild places that's really different from the way most people live anymore. They also are generally real advocates for healthy, sustainable oceans and fisheries because they want to have something to hand on to their children.
Fishing is grueling work. So is advocacy, even though it doesn't leave evidence on her calloused hands. There's always a new issue. Declining quota, bycatch, reconciling differences with the charter sector, and even sperm whales, who have figured out that cod and halibut caught on longlines make a tasty treat. Linda thinks about a quieter life, but so far doesn't have an exit strategy.
I tried to quit a couple of times, but they won't let me. There's never really been enough money to pay much of a salary. So it's more doing it because it's stuff I really care about. And, you know, so it's hard to replace someone who'll work really hard for almost no money. I think our association's been really effective. When you're effective, people don't want you to quit.
And Linda has a third full-time job. She's the mother of 2 boys, Halen and Rio, who are 7 and 9. As she works to preserve the lifestyle of small family fishermen on a larger scale, she's adapting a lifestyle of her own to make her many jobs work in synergy.
The way the quota share program's written, you have to be there when your quota's being caught. I had to go fishing, and they were nursing, each of them sequentially, so they had to go along. And I fished 1 4- or 5-day halibut trip when Halen was 1.5 years and I was pregnant. I think I was 8 months, and that one about killed me. I just remember being exhausted. The first time around being pregnant, I was just deathly seasick, so that didn't work. So I quit crewing and was just fishing my own boat for the rest of the time I was pregnant, but that was enough. I wouldn't recommend it. And I remember thinking, what did I ever think was hard about fishing before I had kids? You know, it just seems like it would be so easy. It is. It's a lot easier now.
In Sitka, I'm Diana Savrin.